This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media. This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 8th, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I've got a lot of news and information that I want to share with you. Going to do things a little bit differently today. Going to take calls the second part of the second hour. I'm going to run down through the news the first hour. Like I say, I've got a lot that I want to share with you. What a week. What a week in the news. How about the Trump tweeting the hands whole solo CNN video? I think that was over the weekend or first of the week, and how all of that has unraveled. If you're looking for something humorous, or if you need the facts on that, Mark Dice has really put together a great video, and I try to play a Mark Dice video every week. He has several to choose from, and they're humorous and they're factual, so may get to that this broadcast, may not, be that as it may. Also, last week, one of the last phone calls, Lark had mentioned, discussing more solutions, that type thing, which I am full agreement with. At the top of next hour, I'm going to play a 12-minute segment from Kevin Alfred Strom. And I know in the nationalist movement, there's a variety of opinions, but I really like to hear Kevin Alfred Strom. I'm going to play that before we take phone calls and get your opinion. It's a little bit in contrast. It's his remarks from 1 week ago. It's a little bit in contrast with what we saw this week, because it was interesting to see what Donald Trump had to say while he was in Poland. Now, Fox News reported President Trump delivered a staunch defense of Western values during a rousing speech Thursday to thousands of Poles in Warsaw, rallying allies against what he described as dire threats to civilization and vowing the West will never, ever be broken. Now, you can go online and watch the speech. It's a little over an hour, but it's about the most nationalist. Well, it is the most nationalist speech I've ever heard a living president give. He went on to say, on his second overseas trip as president, Trump voiced confidence in the resolve of Western nations to confront common threats, but said allies must remember who they are to topple those challenges. Trump said nations must have the will to protect borders and preserve civilization from those who would destroy it. Just as Poland cannot be broken, I declare today for the world to hear that the West will never, ever be broken, Trump said. Our values will prevail, our people will thrive, and our civilization will triumph. So it was interesting. He went on to say, we write symphonies, we pursue innovation, we reward brilliance, we strive for excellence, and we cherish inspiring works of art that honor God, the U.S. president said. We treasure the rule of law and protect the right of free speech and free expression. So, I mean, it was quite a nationalist speech. And, of course, he met with Vladimir Putin. And then the other thing that I found really interesting, you know, Hamburg is ablaze. Over 100,000 people poured into Hamburg to protest. Now, the media is saying that it's anti-capitalist. And, you know, maybe it is. I don't know. I'm not there. But it seems like the majority of the protesters, it looked like, were white. I would say you've got a large contingent that are anti-globalist, and the media is not reporting, as usual, the truth. But that is one of the biggest G20 protests I have ever seen. I mean, you can't, you know, mainstream media doesn't give you really anything like the proper perspective, but Daily Stormer had some aerial views, and I mean, the city was on fire. They were burning cars. It was, you know, Melania was held up in her palace, wherever she was staying. And of course, our mainstream media really kind of just glossed it over. The NBC News, as I say each week, what I watch, you know, barely even covered the events as usual. In fact, our mainstream media covers very little that we see happening in Europe, and I've got several pieces of news that you maybe haven't seen, because I can tell you what this one right here, the mainstream media, did not cover. Now, it always gets me with Vatican News, and this has been carried by Daily Mail Online. Vatican police break up drug-fueled gay orgy at home of the secretary of one of Pope Francis's key advisors. Now, did you see this on the mainstream media? I doubt it. It goes on to say, it all started with the usual complaints from disgruntled neighbors, funny smells, slamming doors, loud music, the sound of squeaky beds, and laughter late into the night. In almost any other situation around the world, the angry neighbors would confronted the noisy tenants, maybe left a mean note at the door or complained to the landlord. But in this particular dispute occurred in one of the most prestigious addresses in Rome, the so-called Ex Sant Ufficio Palace, in the very apartment owned by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, where Joseph Ratzinger lived for decades before becoming Pope Benedict XVI. The palatial palatial building is home to dozens of high-ranking cardinals who live within walking distance to their jobs at the Roman Curia in Vatican City. The fed-up neighbor was simply sick of what he described as a steady stream of young men who frequented Ratzinger's former apartment, which had been given to Monsignor Luigi Capozzi, the secretary for Cardinal Francesco, who heads the Vatican's Pontifical Council for Legislative Text, which busies itself with deciphering and clarifying various points of canon law. But when the noise became too much, the Vatican police showed up to find an orgy in progress. You couldn't make this stuff up. With an untold number of naked men allegedly writhing around the floor, with Capozzi and his cohorts, who were apparently under the influence of hard drugs, according to the Italian newspaper Il Fatto Quotidiano, which broke the story that a host of Italian and international media have since picked up. Calls to the Swiss Guard turned up neither confirmations nor denials, but Capozzi is no longer at his job, according to the switchboard operator at his boss's office. According to unconfirmed yet wildly salacious reports, everyone was kicked out and took Capozzi straight to a detox center in the hills outside Rome. He is now supposed to be at a convent outside of Rome where wayward priests go to repent. That must be a crowded convent. He will face misdemeanor drug charges, says local newspapers, but orgies aren't illegal, and there were no underage boys on the premises when the bust took place, so he will not face sex-related charges. I just had to share that with you. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. The headlines: the Vatican Swiss Guard breaks up a drug-fueled gay orgy in Pope Francis's backyard. How about that? How about that for names? And how about this? Now, this is I've not seen this in mainstream media, but it's interesting what's happening in California. And me personally, I guess, you know, I wouldn't feel this way if I lived in California. But since California seems to absolutely be determined to do everything for its own destruction, it seems to not bother me too bad. Legislation that would protect undocumented immigrants in California by severely limiting cooperation between local law enforcement and federal immigration authorities has been cleared by the state's Assembly Judiciary Committee. Senate Bill 54, SB 54, or the California Values Act. Yeah, they've got all these values in California. Intends to prevent California police from helping the Trump deportation machine, said California State Senate Leader Kevin DeLion, who introduced the measure under constitutional threats from the reckless Trump administration. SB 54 protects state and local law enforcement and resources necessary to keep our communities safe, DeLeon said. ICE is out to arrest and deport honest, hardworking parents who obey the laws and pay their taxes and owe allegiance to the red, white, and blue. Well, DeLeon, no, they don't obey the law. And statistics have proved a majority receive benefits from the taxpayers. It's unbelievable. The proposed legislation received support from the Los Angeles Police Department. How about that? Which says it needs the immigrant community's trust to effectively investigate crimes in their neighborhoods. Well, how about this? If they wasn't here, there wouldn't be the crimes. By ensuring witnesses and victims will not be arrested and deported just for cooperating with law enforcement. I mean, if that's the best argument they can come up with, which obviously, apparently it is, I mean, insanity has become the norm. I mean, it matters not to me. Hey, make the whole state of California a sanctuary state. Go for it. I'm sure that'll work out really good for you. Meanwhile, sheriff's unions and the California Police Chiefs Association oppose the bill, saying it would protect criminals. Well, right. How about a little logic? SB 54 would result in many dangerous criminal offenders being released to our streets without proper communication and cooperation with immigration authorities, said Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown, also president of the California Sheriff's Association. Under the proposed legislation, immigration and customs enforcement agents would be prohibited from entering county jails unless they have a warrant. They're wanting to put such teeth into it that ICE agents can't even go into a county jail and extract someone that's illegal, that's committing crimes, and deport them without a warrant. Go for it, California. The bill would only allow communication between state and federal authorities on undocumented immigrants that are convicted of very serious crimes. How do you like that? Despite a May 25th raid in which ICE agents arrested 188 illegal immigrants in Los Angeles, total numbers of arrests of illegal immigrants are relatively flat in California and somewhat lower than during the Obama administration, according to U.S. immigration officials cited by the Courthouse News. Many of those arrested in the May 25th raid had ties to El Salvadorian prison gangs such as MS-13. The outlet reports about 90% had previous criminal records for a variety of crimes, including drug offenses, domestic violence, DUI, sex crimes, battery, weapons violations, assault, burglary, fraud, vehicle theft, arson, cruelty to a child, robbery, obstructing justice, property damage, larceny, escape, manslaughter, prostitution, trespassing, incest, and receipt of stolen property. Under the proposed SB 54, very, very few of these individuals would be transferred to ICE after serving time for convictions, since the measure specifies very serious felonies, which does not include most of the crimes precipitating the May 25th raids, according to Courthouse News. So the state of California wants to pass laws so that they can keep all of these fine Christian fellers in their country. I say have at it. Have at it. More power to you. Fuel and fund and pass laws for your own destruction, because I guess that's how dumb they are. I mean, this it's really amazing. I mean, when you look at the charity groups, the organizations that want to get involved and fund the very own destruction of our country, can they not learn anything from the history of Haiti, from the history of South Africa, or from what we see unfolding right before our very own eyes in Europe? And I hope, you know, I may be wrong, maybe it is a bunch of anti-capitalist protesters, but I don't think, it's probably a variety, it's probably all different kinds. I mean, you probably got pro-immigration, anti-immigration, they may be anti-capitalist just from the point of view that they blame the West and our endless war policies for bringing all these problems to Germany and Austria and France. I would say that's definitely in the realm of the possible, because if you lived in these countries and you're just being utterly destroyed and gutted, and you know, you have no free speech rights whatsoever, at some point there's going to be backlash, and we're seeing it. But the G20 protest that's going on in Hamburg is off the charts. So you know, and it's obvious that's what we will see more of moving forward in this country, and especially in Europe. And I say more power to them. I mean, if they continue to lay down and do nothing, you can see the future clearly, and it is very, very, very ugly. I wanted to update this too. I may have time before we go to break. You may remember a couple of weeks ago I was doing the story on the anti-BDS movement and the states passing anti-BDS bills in state legislatures. North Carolina General Assembly passes anti-BDS bill. June legislators from North Carolina's General Assembly passed House Bill 161, an anti-BDS bill which would seek to punish companies engaged with state business who actively participate in a boycott campaigns against the state of Israel. The bill will now be sent to Governor Roy Cooper for his signature, which I can assure you he will John Hancock. Karen Savelle, CEO of the Jewish Federation of Raleigh Cary, stated that the bill makes it clear that the state of North Carolina stands with Israel, which has long been an important trading partner of North Carolina. The bill enjoyed bipartisan support, having been sponsored by both Democrat and Republican senators and representatives. ABC affiliate Channel 11 in Raleigh recently wrote in its report on BDS that supporters of BDS, including activist Linda Sarsour, insist that BDS is a nonviolent protest against Israel for occupying and colonizing Palestinian land. Regardless of this insistence, the text of House Bill 161 states that it is the public policy of both North Carolina and the United States as a whole to oppose boycotts as a matter of national trade policy, as cooperation with Israel materially benefits United States companies and improves American competitiveness. Therefore, a company's decision to discriminate against Israel is an unsound business policy. If signed into law by Governor Cooper, this will be the 22nd anti-BDS law adopted by a U.S. state. Recently, both Kansas and Nevada passed their own versions. I covered that before. So, yes, North Carolina's passed that law. 22 states. So we're seeing the whole back door to that movement going through the states instead of going through Washington. And look how successful it is. Could you imagine if you were trying to get laws, similar laws, passed in a variety of states like that, how difficult that would be for any normal organization or normal group? But in this case, all of this has pretty much been put together in a matter of months, or you know, less than a year anyway. Okay, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, FBI swoops on massive New York Jew Medicaid fraud gang. You didn't hear that one in the news. Back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Now we're back on The Alternative Media. Baron in the studio, you can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. You know, it was interesting. The media made a big deal about Donald Trump asking Vladimir Putin about the election hacking. And then last night they were saying on the news, nothing but cucks, NBC, that, our nuclear facilities are being hacked and they suspect Russia. And even though now, you know, the majority of the people know this was all a big hoax, kookspiracy brought on by the media, they were still discussing it last night on NBC about how much the hacking affected the election. I mean, the media is willing to just completely fall on its sword. To RBN listeners, I know the media's had no credibility for a long, long, long time. Everybody's opinion or perspective on that's probably different, but we agree for the majority. But anyway, now with this last round, you know, I heard Mark Collette say yesterday that it's like Donald Trump is just laying the loaded gun on the table, and the Jewish-controlled media can't seem to refuse from picking it up and shooting themselves in the foot or shooting themselves in the head. And it is interesting how the mainstream media, I mean, even Rachel, what is her name, Mad Cow? Oh, no, that's what she looks like. It's Maddow. Rachel Maddow was trying to proclaim that they were a victim of this hoax news, that they were reporting this hoax because they too were a victim of the hoax. But what's interesting is, you know, with the CNN and the whole Donald Trump, the wrestling takedown of CNN, which, you know, it was actually Jim McMahon sometime back, and I guess that's WWF or whatever. I haven't watched wrestling since the late 80s, but whatever. CNN, who, you know, apparently can do no investigative journalism whatsoever, can't get to the bottom of much of anything, but they were able to track down the originator of the creator of the meme and threatened him to dox him, which is out him on the internet, and made him agree, made him apologize, and then actually blackmailed him and told him, and I don't know, this person may be, you know, I don't know, they could be 15, they could be 50, who knows? And made him agree that he would no longer do any of this, or they would out him, which is blackmail. And at the same time, it came to light that before he created this meme, he had created one, and it had all the people at CNN that are Jewish and a Star of David on them. And at the bottom, he had wrote, does anyone see anything peculiar about this or odd about this or something to that effect? So they actually helped get that more airtime, people looking at that. And so by trying to force this, and I'm assuming that it's, you know, probably a younger person creating memes. I mean, that's what the youth are doing. And hey, God bless them for it. It's they're destroying CNN with memes. So now there is just a whole host of these out there. People are creating about CNN. I mean, CNN has actually reduced itself to the complete laughing stock of cable news. I've always despised CNN for their obvious bias. And, you know, we've known this for a long time. We've seen this the whole time we've been awake and looking into this, that, you know, I mean, you could pick any of them. I mean, you could go back to JFK, look at the bias in the media. What, the Zapruder film was held in the Time Life building, the majority of the public. And then I go back to my father when you're talking about JFK. You know, he had told me that, you know, everyone was suspect when it happened, but, you know, there was so little of the others. All you got was the main narrative, the government's version. So it was hard to get information. And then later, as information came out, you know, then everyone with any common sense was extremely skeptical. Well, now we live in a whole different age where people are streaming this live. You've got YouTube, you've got the internet, you can investigate this. If someone tells you, you know, Bohemian Grove's real and you don't believe it, you can look it up. The genie's out of the bottle. All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back in a moment. Listen to the Alternative Media with Barron.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Partner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio. Going to be taking your phone calls next hour after I play about a 12-minute Kevin Alfred Strom Dissonant Voices clip for you from last week, and I'm looking forward to getting your response. We're discussing the fact of the media's manipulation over society, and it is vast. It's larger than I ever, growing up, I never really thought about that the media and the music and the movies were all working in concert for directing their agenda, their nation-wrecking agenda, and just a overview of the destruction of the family shows how successful it's been. Just a look at the public fool system tells you how successful it has been. You know, I had a story. I don't think I brought it with me, but anyway, I had a story, and it was one of the gay pride parades out in California, and it was just some pictures of it, and it was young men and women, and they were all dressed up like fairies and clowns, and I mean, it just looked like something out of some futuristic gay orgy nightmare. And And look how successful the media manipulation has turned our youth into the confused bisexual, homosexual, large community that we now see. Well, I thought it was interesting. Mark Deitch did a clip on Chevy Chase, an interview where Chevy Chase admits that all the way back into the 70s, they were doing this. So you know, it's interesting. I know this is not groundbreaking for RBN listeners, but when you think about it from the perspective of the average person, that has not connected those dots, and believe you me, there are lots of them out there, unfortunately, that this has been a concerted effort, not for years, but for decades and decades, to move this society to the brink of destruction successfully, like they've done. And Chevy Chase knows this. So let's play the Mark Deitch clip. It's only about 3 minutes, and you judge for yourself. Here we go.
Liberal propaganda isn't just in the mainstream media fake news, as we've come to expect. It's also in sports news, which I've covered somewhat in a previous video about the truth behind ESPN's recent layoffs. But it's also disguised as comedy as well. Night after night, Stephen Colbert's opening monologue is more of an anti-Trump editorial than stand-up comedy, but liberal lunatics, being entertained by just about anything, still find it amusing. Occasionally, industry insiders will just openly admit that they are propagandists and that they are disguising that propaganda as comedy. One of those admissions comes from Chevy Chase, a Saturday Night Live alumni who admits that when he was on the show back in the 1970s, that he used his position in order to try to help promote Jimmy Carter, hoping that he would defeat President Ford in the 1976 presidential election.
After a while, you just start writing the jokes and start doing it. So it's not that I could imitate him so much as I could do a lot of physical comedy, and I just made it, I just went after him, and I certainly... Obviously, my leanings were Democratic, and I wanted Carter in, and I wanted him out. And I figured, look, we're reaching millions of people every weekend. Why not do it?
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that in the back of your mind you were thinking, hey, I want Carter.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to make him look bad.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What do you think they're doing now? I mean, do you think they were just doing this because Sarah's funny?
He's talking about Tina Fey playing Sarah Palin there, of course, when Palin was the vice presidential pick for John McCain back in 2008 when he was giving this interview. Of course, the CNN reporter, she's stunned. She's like, really? You mean you were using your position to promote liberalism? A more recent example of this can be seen when Jimmy Kimmel came on air just a day or two after the birth of his newborn son and started crying about how the Republicans are trying to ruin Obamacare. New York Magazine published this article the very next day. Jimmy Kimmel might have struck the final blow against the GOP health care plan. What else is interesting about this, which nobody else noticed, is that the very next day and for the rest of the week, and I think even longer, then Jimmy Kimmel took time off to go and be at home with his newborn kid, and then, for the first time ever, had guest hosts hosting his show. So he had a newborn baby with a life-threatening birth defect, but then instead of just staying at home with the kid, he decided to come to work, cry about it on air, and then take some time off to go and make sure that his new baby was going to survive. What a despicable dirtbag you are, Jimmy Kimmel. On a lighter note, let's take a trip down memory lane to the night after the election when Stephen Colbert said that he was suicidal because Hillary Clinton lost.
Welcome to the Late Show, everybody. I'm Stephen Colbert. I think. I'm not sure what to believe about anything anymore. Let me ask them, how's everybody doing right now? How are you feeling?
We're doing great! Fantastic!
Right. I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad. That's better than I thought. Because, you know, I am so glad to be with you tonight. I wouldn't want to be alone right now, you know?
The poor guy was suicidal because Donald Trump won the election. I guess that's what liberalism does to someone. And speaking of that devastating mental disorder, I hope you'll check out my new t-shirt, Liberalism, Find a Cure, which you can get at my new online store. Check for the link in the description below. I'm Mark Deitch. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new and check back here every day for new reports. And I'll see you soon.
All right, that was Mark Deitch exposing the fact that Saturday Night Live, Chevy Chase, all of them have been part of this agenda, and we've been fed this mind-numbing propaganda practically our entire lives. And look how successful it has been. I mean, people are confused to the point that out in California, they want to pass laws to keep They're illegal immigrants in their state. And, of course, you know, it's totally destroying, especially Southern California. So have at it. And it's rampant. I mean, it's not just California. It's here, too. We've got a city next door here where we've got a Hispanic lady, illegal, held up in a church that they're claiming sanctuary, and you know, they're going through that whole process here nearby. It's the altruism of the white race to continue this insanity. You know, newobserveronline.com has got a story. We may get to it, we may not, but it's going into what the black Africans that are fleeing to Europe, what they're actually leaving behind. And it's amazing, this story, the squalor, the inability to form a successful society for, you know, decades and, I guess, you know, centuries and millenniums in Africa, but yet we still pour the money in and see the same result and throw more money in it, various charities, governments, what have you. It's amazing, but yet here we are. Now listen to this story, because you'll grow old waiting to see this in mainstream media, I promise you. Source, newobserveronline.com, great website. If you haven't been there, check it out. The FBI has swooped on at least 26 Jews, including a rabbi and the former director of a religious special needs school in the Orthodox-dominated town of Lakewood, New Jersey, for running a Medicaid scam which stole millions of dollars from the taxpayers and hundreds more face arrest, authorities have said. Sounds like a story, you know, mainstream media would report if it was any other ethnicity. But you know, you may have heard a little, if you are Stormfront listener, Father Francis covered this briefly one morning. I didn't get to hear the entire broadcast, so I don't know how much depth he was able to go into it. But the Jews, 13 couples, are all active members of the Orthodox community in Lakewood, which has seen a huge influx of Jews who have forced out many of the local residents. According to local news service NJ.com, the Jews have all been charged with theft by deception and are accused of misrepresenting income to receive benefits from government programs such as Medicaid and SNAP, better known as SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and home energy assistance programs that helps low-income families pay the cost to heat their homes. Now, this one gets good, so just hang on here. Most of the arrested Jews live in luxury houses in Lakewood and ran several highly profitable businesses as well, making the extent of their welfare fraud even more despicable. Yeah, this is news, isn't it? A statement from Ocean County Prosecutor Joseph Coronato and the comptroller Philip James identified those charged as Eliezer, 33, and Elke, 31, are accused of wrongfully collecting approximately $74,960 in Medicaid benefits. We've got the Sirhofer family accused of allegedly obtaining $72,685 in Medicaid benefits. And it's got various years here. Most of it's from about 2011 to 2014. got another married couple here. The Merkins allegedly collected $70,557 in Medicaid, SNAP, and HEAP benefits. And it goes on and on at $63,834, $62,000, $53,000. It's a long list, so we won't go down through the specifics of that. One report revealed that law enforcement officials have indicated the arrests are just the tip of the iceberg. They have already sent shockwaves through the Ocean County community, with the Osbury Park Press reporting hundreds of people. Now listen to this, hundreds of people have called township officials wondering how they can avoid being arrested. In the last 2 days, hundreds of residents called township leaders asking how they can avoid arrest or get amnesty related to the alleged public assistance fraud scheme that could stretch into the millions of dollars, according to one law enforcement official with knowledge of the ongoing probes. In addition, the newspaper source said that dozens have also called the Ocean County Social Services to cancel their public assistance or to update their income information. So this is a huge story, huge scam, possibly millions of dollars, hundreds of people. And the only place I've seen the story personally is the NewObserverOnline.com, which is not even run in this country. Local yeshiva, Jewish religious school leader, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, tried to explain away the massive fraud ring to media by claiming they need to do better to educate people not to commit such fraud. It's your fault for not educating us not to do this. It's always, your fault. According to the report, members of the VOD, a group of religious leaders and business owners in the town, acknowledge that the problem may be linked to the number of rabbinical students in Lakewood's numerous yeshivas. Many qualify for poverty relief while studying. The VAD member said the students need to do a better job of leaving public assistance once they begin making money. But now listen to this. However, the luxurious houses in which most of the arrested Jews were living reveals this excuse to be another blatant lie. It is simply impossible for people who live in $500,000-plus homes not to know that it is wrong to falsely claim welfare benefits as well. So I had to throw that in. I wanted to do that story because, one, you won't see it anywhere else. There may be other places that carry the story, but you're not going to see it in mainstream media. That's for darn sure. And that is just a perfect example of a big story that would get national coverage, probably, definitely, if it was a bunch of white Christians. But because it's Jews, it won't. It will, and I doubt I'd have to really see them put some teeth into prosecuting them, but maybe they will. You won't know because it's not going to be Trayvon Martin. It's not going to be given a play-by-play by the mainstream media from beginning to end. You can rest assured on that. And I wanted to make a couple other comments on the Mark Dice video. I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert, The Daily Show. I forget what the Jew that does that show's name is. I don't watch any of that. Everybody's versions of comedy and what's funny is different, but that stuff is not funny to me at all. It's actually sickening and saddening, so I don't watch any of that filth. But I hope that their ratings are plummeting. And also, on the note, we were discussing what has happened in South Africa and Haiti for centuries. I got a text message, and this is so true, I want to say it, that, don't forget what the blacks did in Detroit and Baltimore once they ran all the whites off. That's true. And, last night on the Cuckold News, NBC, they were going down through the cities that have super police shortages. They can't get people to be police officers anymore. What white person would want to be a cop in Philadelphia? They need 300 police officers right now. They're doing signing bonuses and all kinds of things to try to get more police. And it's not just Philadelphia. It was Atlanta. There were some. I think it was Dallas. There were several cities, the ones you would expect. But, I've said this before. It puts me in mind of the Turner Diaries, where at the time, the majority of the police departments were black. And as this violence continues and racial division continues and more violence continues, people are going to say, hey, I just won't be a police officer. In fact, they're trying to recruit veterans, too. They have a recruitment effort for those that are coming out of the military to go straight into law enforcement jobs. And so what's going to happen? We've had executions this past week, police, and I think it was a black police officer, a lady, and she was just executed in her car. So, a lot of it, that part of it is not black and white. It's any cops are game. But with that said, you're going to have more and more difficulty getting good people in America to take on the job of police officers, and you're going to have more and more less qualified and probably minority police officers in the country, and that is not going to bode well for us long term as we go forward. And that's, you can just see it unfolding, just like you can look back at the 90s and see, I could see in the early 90s the demographic changes happening in this area, and of course it continued, and we see the results of it now. I mean, there's sections in North Carolina that have a very high density of a Mexican population, and that wasn't the case just a few short decades before. So we're seeing the demographic changes, and we're seeing the fact that we are also being bred into a minority. Now, whether Donald Trump is going to do much about any of this, my faith is weak, but at least he did give a good speech in Poland. We're coming up on a break. Come back. We're going to continue with the news. Top of the hour, Kevin Alfred Strom. Then your phone calls. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Aaron. Stay with me.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right. right, we are back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio. Boy, you got to love this technology and iPhone. How do you ever get the thing on text to not try to think for you or spell for you? I need to live in some kind of world where nothing thinks for me. I don't like my car doors to lock by themselves, because every time you get out, then your back door's locked because it locks when you get to 15 miles an hour or whatever, and I don't need anything to try to spell for me. I don't think I'm cut out to live in this era of technology. I mean, I love the technology in a sense, because, you know, you've got knowledge at your fingertips, but on the other side of that, it really can be aggravating. And look what it's doing to our youth. Our youth have got the technology in the palm of their hand, and they're looking at all kinds of, pornography and depravity and the glorification of homosexuality, and then look at the blight that's turning out into our society. Now, Alan in South Carolina, just hang on for me. Just hang on, because top of the hour, I want to play a clip, and then I'll take your phone call. I promise. You're going to have to hang on for just a little bit. Then we'll take phone calls. When we come up top of the hour, I'm going to play a clip of Kevin Alfred Strom, and I want to get the caller's reaction. I want to get your opinions. And of course, when we go to callers, you can talk about whatever you want to. You can agree, you can disagree. You can bring up other subjects. I've had some really interesting news sent to me while doing the broadcast, but I can't really read it and see what to do with it while on the air. But it looks like there's a lot of people out there on top of the case. I wanted to mention this NewObserverOnline.com. The name of the story: why Africans are fleeing is their self-created disasters. The poverty which Africans are fleeing during their ongoing invasion of Europe is not something which just happened by itself, but it is a self-inflicted disaster caused specifically by a combination of low IQ and overpopulation, and they're bringing this very own devil's brew of disaster with them to white countries. You know, we've had the videos on the website, we've talked about the videos, the streets of Paris, gates wide open, many, many great documentary filmmakers that are exposing the destruction of this invasion into the European countries. What is really interesting is the mainstream media in America will never show the people those kinds of videos. They were on Nothing But Cucks last night. They were showing some of the streets. They were finding some of Donald Trump's ancestors in Germany. He's from Germany. His family lives in Germany, and that's probably one of the best things we have going for us. Maybe to God, he has a sense of nationalist pride and from where he comes from, and may try to do something about this disastrous situation. I don't know. I mean, I know I'm from Germany, and I for damn sure would. If I had the reins of power, you could rest assured things would be happening before this sun set. But with that said, all the streets that they showed, everywhere they went, it was pristine. It was beautiful Germany, beautiful. Nothing like what we know is the reality, at least in certain areas of Germany, and with Sweden and these countries with their no-go zones. The mainstream media is hiding all this reality from the American people. Coming back, we're going to play the clip. We're going to take phone calls. Alan in South Carolina will be first. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Stay with me.
Surrender. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.